Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. For a sampling of what life was like on Campbell's Island in the mid-20th century, I will read from remarks made by a local island resident, Joe Scharr, who in 1998 shared his recollections. "I've lived on the island since 1929. If we walked across the bridge, we had to listen for the trolley bell. They always rang the bell as the trolley rounded the curve coming into the island. You didn't have too much time to get off if you couldn't make the end. You had to hug one of the telephone poles and let the trolley go by." A lot of people who lived on the island didn't like to walk the bridge home, so there was a brake drum on a tree on the bank on the other side of the river. If they wanted to come across, they would bang on the bell. Someone would hear them and jump in a boat to go get them. In the winter, ice could get 20 or 30 inches thick. They would cut the ice with a handsaw, leave the big pieces out, and pull them to the elevator to the left of the ice house. Ice was furnished for all the ice needs in town. The island was a beautiful place every summer. It was full of people on weekends. Every Sunday there was a ball game, and it was like Coney Island with all the picnics and parties. There were popcorn and hot dog stands. The inn, the Ship's Wheel, had two big halls for dancing and parties. That was Joe Scharr talking about life on Campbell's Island. This year, on Father's Day, enjoy not a hot dog stand, but a food truck and s'mores roasted over the turtle fire pit in the Peace Garden. Hear how Campbell's Island got its name from Captain John Campbell and the part the island played in the War of 1812, presented by a local DAR chapter. This is all part of the island adventure, River Action's Ride the River Family Bike Ride to the Area Islands, June 17th. Stories about Credit Island, Arsenal Island, and Sylvan Island will follow.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.